You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Phillies will enter spring training with a lot of questions that they need to be answered by opening day. Let's take a little bit of a look at that. I'm Allison Twitter, and I'm here with Todd Zalecki, who covers the Phillies, as you know. Todd, first of all, before we can start spring training, there is the caravan season to get through. So a lot of teams are making their way around their respective areas and reaching out to fans and shaking hands, saying hello, and answering questions. So you're going to be at Lehigh Valley, which is the location of the Phillies AAA team, and the general manager will also be there. So this could be kind of an interesting, informative trip for you, if there's anything left that the Phillies want to do.
I think they're mostly done, but, you know, there's always the possibility that they could go out and add another player, maybe a relief pitcher, maybe another starting pitcher just for depth purposes. You know, I was actually looking at their outfield situation, and they're actually pretty thin there. There's five guys I think you would say are heavy favorites to make the outfield, but if one of those guys goes down, suddenly they look a lot thinner, and they really don't have too many guys that can replace those guys. So I think there's a possibility maybe they go out and find an extra outfielder, like sign a guy to a minor league contract and just kind of keep him for depth purposes. But it's going to be interesting to see kind of what Matt Klentak has to say about the composition of the roster right now and his feelings kind of going into camp with, less than a month to go before spring training.
Yeah, so that brings us to our Getting to Know You segment, which is our theme of this week's podcast. And the rotation is, of course, going to be a fascinating thing to look at throughout spring training. Number one, we want to talk about Vincent Velasquez. We have talked about him. Of course, I'm very familiar with him coming from the Houston side, and the Phillies obtained him in the big Ken Giles trade. And Velasquez seems to be a pretty good bet to be in that rotation. He's considered the centerpiece of that trade, correct?
Yeah, he was the guy for sure when the trade first broke. I think it might have been on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday night of the winter meetings that he was definitely the key piece. And that was the guy that immediately got back to me of all the guys they were getting. They were very, very excited about his arm and his potential to kind of help solidify that rotation in the future.
Yeah, so he's 23 years old. He started 7 games for Houston last year. He made 12 relief appearances. The main thing is really just if he can stay healthy. So he had Tommy John surgery in 2011. He's had some things here and there. He missed a couple months a couple years ago with a strained groin. He's had just some missed time either during spring training or the regular season with things here and there. So I guess that's really, if there's anything that would be something to be cautious about, it would probably be just like, can he stay healthy?
Yeah, that seems to be the knock on him right now, if there's any knock at all, is his health and his ability to stay healthy. Obviously, I guess they are confident enough in his ability to stay healthy that they really kind of focused in on him and made him the centerpiece of that deal. But they seem to be pretty excited about him. You know, I talked to Pete McCannon this week at the ballpark. He had a little press conference during the beginning parts of this winter caravan that they're doing around the area. And he didn't come out and say Vincent Velasquez is the favorite for one of those jobs in the rotation, but he came about as close as he could to saying it. Jeremy Hellickson, Charlie Morton are two veterans that got in trades. They're locks. He essentially said Aaron Nola and Jared Eichhoff, who pitched well last year, they're locks. So they said, all right, well, who's the fifth guy? And Vincent Velasquez was the first guy that he mentioned. So they seem to be really, really high in him, and really high in to the point that I think he is – I don't want to say it's his job to lose going into camp, but I think if he pitches well in spring training, I would be very, very surprised if he doesn't get it, unless somebody unforeseen in camp just has an even better camp, like goes out there and makes 6 spring training starts and posts an ERA and under 1.5 or something like that.
And the union, you still can't figure out if that's like the real deal once opening day
Right.
around. It's so hard to gauge that. You know, it's funny because obviously it's more fun to cover good teams reporters really aren't emotionally invested in whether the team wins or loses, but, you know, it is more interesting to cover a good team. However, going into spring training with as many questions as the Phillies have, I mean, they basically have the entire roster open for, you know, in position battles. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's going to be not such a bad thing for you, right? I mean, every day you're going to go to spring training, you know you're going to have like 8 or 9 things to pick from to write about.
Yeah, it is good for a reporter for sure. Like, not that when the Phillies were going good and when they won those 5 straight division titles, there was also obviously great things to write about. But you knew, okay, the rotation is going to be Halladay, Clipley, Royals, while Cole Hamels, Vance Worley. You know, you knew what was going on. You knew who the outfield was going to be. You knew Howard's going to be first, Utley second, round shortstop, etc. But now, yeah, there are so many things you can write about. The rotation battle with Velasquez, the favorite for that 5th spot. Brett Oberholzer's in there. Adam Morgan's in there. Who's going to be the closer? They have no clue who the closer is going to be. David Hernandez, probably the favorite right now. But honestly, I don't think he might be the favorite, but not like a heavy favorite. You know, the outfield I mentioned earlier, you know, you have Odubel Herrera, you have Peter Borges, you have Aaron Altair, Cody Ashe and the Rule 5 pick, Tyler Goodell. You know, that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, who settles in where, what position. So, yeah, there's going to be so many different – every day you're going to really have to pay attention during those spring training games and kind of get a gauge on who's kind of getting a leg up on the other in terms of who's going to be the everyday center fielder. Is Borges going to play center or left or right? You know, how's Tyler Goodell? Is he going to make the team? Who's going to be the setup man? Who's going to be the closer? So it should actually make for – a fun spring training in a different way for a team that, you know, isn't not expected to compete.
Now, rebuilding is not fun for fans, but it is fun to watch it kind of come to fruition, especially if it works out in a couple of years. So that's a good enough reason to watch the Phillies. So, Todd, thanks very much, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.